Welcome to Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel. In the continuing series of programs recorded at the World Congress of Community Broadcasters held in La Plata, Argentina in early November 2010, we visit with Maca Munoz, the organizer and coordinator of Palabra Radio. Maca Munoz is a Chilean woman who currently lives in Oaxaca, Mexico. We began our conversation when I asked her to describe Palabra Radio.
Palabra Radio Project is a network that offers technical support to community radios in Mexico, Oaxaca specifically, Mexico, Chile, South America, in Nigeria we are working too, and in with Latin immigrant communities in United States. So we are offering support to building equipment, building antennas, building transmitters, produce content, edit audio, record interviews, and we do workshops about the communication rights that the people have. No?
From your perspective, how would you describe the difference between public radio and community radio?
Well, it's very clear because public radio is a space where everybody can to talk, can to take space. For example, religious organizations, universities, NGOs, civil organizations, everybody are welcome. No? In the case of community radios, it's different because community radio is a media project that is the result of the community, of the community assembly. For example, if the community assembly need to defend the territory, they use the radio to put information about the natural resource, about the human rights, about the all the issues that permit to the people defend their own territory. So community radio have different goals than the public radio. I have, for example, one example. I went to New Mexico and entered in the public channel, television channel, for an interview, and was very interesting. But after our interview, entered another group that are completely against the immigrants, you know? But this TV channel is public channel. It's public access.
So in the United States, they have to play and allow entry to any position.
Yeah. Exactly. So that is public access, where everybody are welcome. In the community radio, if some people want to take space inside of the community radio, but the goal are different of the community assembly, they don't have that possibility.
Well, the community would determine the content.
Exactly. Determine the content, the participation, the goals. So is different. Is for in the case of Oaxaca or Chile, we have very clear idea about the difference between these two media. One other example is the case of Argentina, where we are now. The new media law say that the dial, the spectrum,
the radio spectrum,
the radio spectrum are divided in three parts, the same size. One is for public access, second is for commercial media, and the third is for community radio. So we have very clear ideas about which are the goals.
Well, you have worked in community radio in North America, South America, and Africa. Do you see differences in the styles
or the content of community radio among the many different countries where you have worked?
Yeah, there are differences.
How would you describe them?
Well, for example, in the case of Nigeria, they don't have community radio. No, they don't have the possibility to develop community radio. They don't have power.
And that's, well, is it the power that prohibits it, or is it a government limitation?
The government limitation. The government limitation, but exists the logistic limitation. They don't have power, they don't have law that permit develop community radio. But the people are very interested in develop community radio because they are living very dangerous situation. They live in, for example, in the case of South Nigeria, where all the oil companies are working in the indigenous territory, in the case of Ogoni people, for example, Shell, the company, oil company Shell, they are contaminate pollution in the environmental. So the young people are seeing how all these things are impacting their life. So they are really interested to document what is happening there and put the information and share the information with other people in other towns. So this is one example in the case of Nigeria. In the case of Mexico, for example.
When you say Mexico, you mean in the state of Oaxaca primarily?
Yeah, in Oaxaca, or in the case of Chiapas, or in the case of Veracruz, Puebla, most of the people are indigenous people. But they have an interesting history about human rights, no? So, for example, they develop community radio with clear idea about how the media play a very important role to defend the indigenous right in the territory.
Can you explain their ideas about using the media to defend their indigenous rights?
Yeah, for example, a few years ago, one academic from University of Kansas University, arrived in Oaxaca, offering the communities to do a map of the territory, no? Human map. And of course, the people say, "Oh, it sounds interesting. Have a map about our territory." But in the end, the community discovered that the founders of this project was the U.S. Army.
Under the guise of working through the University
exactly,
of Kansas.
Exactly. And so the people, the community say, huh, we don't know in the beginning that the founders of this research are the U.S. Army. So they now understand why the U.S. Army are interested to mapping the territory, because there are many resources, and if the U.S. Army understand the culture of the indigenous people that live in this territory, it's more easy to move people, to put pressure in the territory, for move the people and take the resource. So the media, the radio, have the role of put very important information about us.
Let's stay with this project.
Oaxaca.
With Kansas in Oaxaca.
Oaxaca and San Luis Potosí.
What was the result when the local community realized that the force behind it was the United States Army?
They denounced this research, and they, put out
publicity that let it be known.
Yeah, and they denounced that they don't will permit more research in their territory.
And they were successful in prohibiting the continued research?
Yes, yes.
How long a period of time was it from when the University of Kansas people came before they were stopped?
They arrived in Oaxaca in 2006, when it's happening the big popular movement in Oaxaca against the governor. They arrived there and they start to the research, but now they stop because the community denounced the situations.
Let's talk for a minute about the popular uprising in Oaxaca in 2006. I believe you were involved in producing a film called Un Poco de la Verdad, or A Little Bit of the Truth.
Well, I'm not involved in the produce, but we use this documentary to share information about what is happening in Oaxaca.
In this edition of Radio Curious, we're visiting with Maca Munoz, the organizer of Palabra Radio. Palabra Radio is an independent network of people who offer training, technical support, and accompaniment to communities, collectives, and social organizations who want to start or maintain a participatory and independent low-power FM radio station. The website for Palabra Radio is Palabra Radio. That's palabraradio.org. This interview was recorded at the World Congress of Community Broadcasters held in La Plata, Argentina, in early November 2010. This is Radio Curious. I'm Barry Vogel.
Maca, tell us about the situation in Oaxaca 4.5 years ago.
Well, now, in a few weeks more, in a couple of weeks more, Oaxaca, the population are living, change the government. Ulises Ruiz, the dictatorship of Oaxaca, is going out.
Because his term of office has expired?
Yes, exactly. And because in the last election, he lost the election, and the alliance against the PRI, what is the political party that governed for 70 years in Oaxaca, lose the election, and the alliance gained the election. So now we are in a process of transition. And the situation is continuing to be dangerous. In May of this year, 2010, different organizations, human rights organizations, organized a caravan for support the Itriqui indigenous community that are living repression for the paramilitary groups in Oaxaca. And when the caravana tried to enter in the territory, was attacked for the paramilitary, and two people was killed.
The caravan came from where?
From Oaxaca City.
And that was of the representatives of the government, the national government of Mexico.
Yep.
And they were blockaded by the indigenous communities where they intended to go in Oaxaca?
Yes.
Successfully?
Yes.
So what you're telling me is an interesting perspective, in that the votes in the elections were counted in such a way that the president of Oaxaca,
yes,
was defeated. The election.
Yes, he lost the election, yes.
So the votes were acknowledged as being,
yep,
the true vote of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, the people had the physical authority and the ability to keep his troops from coming to their communities.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about how community radio worked in that circumstance. Is community radio in that part of Mexico and the state of Oaxaca broadcast in Spanish or in the indigenous languages?
Most of the community radios transmit broadcast in indigenous language, Zapoteco, Mixteco, Mije. Oaxaca have 16 different indigenous groups. So most of the radio broadcast in indigenous language, and most of the community radio don't have license for transmit. So principally because the law in Mexico is not democratic, is not plural, don't recognize the communication right that the indigenous people have.
So when they broadcast without a license, there's a risk.
Of course.
But they haven't been, the risk has not been so great that people are afraid to take that risk.
Well, they take the risk because if they don't put the voice in the air, the impunity continues in the territory. So the community radio is one of the possibilities to share and break the media lock that exists in Mexico, because the corporative media, of course, don't talk about all these dangerous situations that are living in the indigenous community.
What do you think brought about the change, using the example in Oaxaca, that empowered the indigenous communities to take this risk successfully?
Well, the people use many different tools. The people are mobilized. The radio is only a media for mobilized people. But they have many different tools for denounce, for defense, for example, mobilize people to the city, do political lobby or international lobby. So they are using many different things, but the radio is only a media, it's only a tool to break the blockade.
In your experience with community radio in other countries, in other regions of the world besides Oaxaca, do you find that the Oaxaca experience is different than other experiences in the use of community radio to spread an understanding and develop indigenous rights?
Yeah, Oaxaca is an example for many different and other countries, because in Oaxaca in 2006, the people take the media, the commercial media, the government media, take the media and say, okay, the government developed this media with our money, with our taxes. So these media are our media. So the people in Oaxaca in 2006 take the media, and that was a very good example for many other countries, for many other communities in Mexico and outside of Mexico. So in the case of Chile, for example, the indigenous community don't have too much access to develop community radio. They don't have too much access to the technology. In the case of Mexico, I think there are a little bit more access to develop community radio.
Shifting the conversation a minute, you've been doing a lot of work in community radio in the United States. How would you describe the difference between community radio in the United States and in other countries?
Well, my experience is working with Latin immigrant communities in the United States. In the case of these Latin immigrant communities, the people are using the media to defend immigrant rights. They are using the media to stop the discrimination, to stop the repression, to stop the immigration situation that are living most of the Latin community, that don't have papers, that every day they are living very hard situation because the employers don't recognize their rights as a workers, for example, or as a woman, or they don't have access to in the media. They don't have access, for example, most of the Latin immigrant community that don't have paper, they don't have access, for example, in the public media. So they are developing their own media.
and that media is more localized to the interests of the listeners, obviously, than the interests of the commercial radio.
Yeah.
Does it go beyond issues of immigrants to include entertainment, music, cultural stories, news from the homeland region?
They are using the media to recover the identity of the original communities, but they are using the media for recreate the new culture, the new identity over there. For example, many immigrant people when arriving in the United States, they don't want to appear different, and they say, no, we don't have, for example, we don't have papers. So sometimes our immigrant community are very, very consumers, of the American culture, they love the fast food, they love all these things that when they arrive in the United States appear like very attractive. But the immigrant community are using this media to create conscience.
So in other words, it's dividing the transition into a new country, accepting the things that they like of the United States, but still maintaining their culture from their home country, and watching that line change, as I believe it has throughout American history, with people from every country, where the children of the immigrants want to not learn the language of their parents, or their parents don't want them to learn the old language. They want them to fully participate in the new culture.
Yeah, the immigrant community radios are working, for example, in defense, for example, the worker rights, the immigrant rights, and they are trying to, for example, work in different problems that the immigrant community had. For example, what happened when the parents speak Spanish and the daughters and sons speak English and don't speak Spanish, that create a long distance between two generations. So the radio have the work to create conditions create communication between all these sectors inside of the immigrant population.
Do you plan on returning to the United States and continuing your work with Palabra Radio?
I would love to go back to the United States, but I don't have visa, so I don't know.
Do you know why you don't have a visa?
Well, because I'm an immigrant and I don't have all the requests that I need for take a new visa. I don't have a bank account and don't have a work and regular work. But I would love to go back. I really like the work with the immigrant communities and work with other organizations in the United States and with people from the United States that have conscience about the situation.
And can you share with me your observations of this AMARC conference, the World Assembly of Community Radio?
I'm really glad to be here because I'm learning about what is happening in other countries. For example, in the case of Argentina, where we are, the new media law is very interesting for other countries where we don't have that kind of law, media law. Media communication. So we are learning and we are sharing different experience about how do radio, community radio. I'm learning that don't exist recipe for do radio. Everybody do radio in different ways. So.
A couple of questions I'd ask before we close, Maca Munoz. And that would be, is there something that occurred in your life, an event that you saw, an aha moment or a eureka moment where you remember and that changed your attitude about life?
Eventos que cambiaron mi vida?
Yes.
Sure. Well, my family was a political exile from Chile in the 70s. I grew in Central America. The political history of my family was very important for me. I learned a lot about the history, about the dictatorship in South America in the 70s. And share with indigenous community, live in indigenous community was great experience for me. Yeah, I think.
And what would you like to do with the rest of your one precious life?
Learning more, traveling, speaking with more people around the world, around different lives.
And finally, is there a book that you could recommend to our listeners?
Yes, sure. I love Las Venas Abiertas de América Latina, de Eduardo Galeano.
Open Veins of Latin America by Eduardo Galeano.
Yes.
Maca Muñoz, thank you very much for being with us on Radio Curious, recorded in La Plata, Argentina, on November 11th, 2010.
Thank you.
Our guest in this edition of Radio Curious has been Maca Muñoz, in conversation recorded at the World Congress of Community Broadcasters held in La Plata, Argentina in early November 2010. You may contact or listen to Palabra Radio at their website. That's Palabra Radio, PALABRARADIO.ORG. The book that Maca Muñoz recommends is Las Venas Abiertas de América Latina, Open Veins of Latin America by Eduardo Galeano. There are over 380 Radio Curious archive editions on our website at radiocurious.org, where all programs are free to download, copy, share, or rebroadcast as you wish. We'd like you to use the whole program and ask that you give credit to Radio Curious. You may also subscribe to our podcast and receive new programs as they are produced. Click the podcast link at radiocurious.org. Let us know if you need a CD. We can make one for you. The email is curious@radiocurious.org. Snail mail may be sent to Post Office Box 7, Ukiah, that's UKIAH, California, 95482. The phone is 707-462-6541. Christina Onnested is our associate producer. You've been listening to Radio Curious. I'm host and producer Barry Vogel. Thank you for joining us.